With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. April 15th, and that makes it Tax Day 2026. Economist Steve Moore says tax refunds are a little higher for many Americans this year.
People are seeing a nice reduction in their income taxes. People, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, the lower tax rates.
The administration says millions of people have already used some of those new tax breaks to save themselves money. Those include the Trump accounts for children's savings as well. President Trump says the war against Iran may end soon. The president told Fox Business the war in Iran was, quote, very close to over. Even though Iran has refused to meet U.S. demands about ending its nuclear weapons program, he also claimed that China has agreed not to provide weapons to Iran amid reports Beijing was considering transferring more arms to the Islamic Republic. The president once again threatening to fire the Fed's Jerome Powell if he does not leave office after his chairmanship expires next month.
If Powell decides to stay on the central bank's governing board after his term as chair expires, then the president says he'll have to fire him. During a Fox Business interview, Donald Trump also refused to end a criminal investigation into a renovation project.
That is Greg Clugston. U.S. stocks have been hovering near their record highs.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding near their records on Wall Street after a big rally over the past 2 weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 146 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. After falling almost 10% below its record in late March, the S&P has jumped 10% so far in April. The hope on markets is that the global economy can avoid a worst-case scenario because of the war between the U.S. and Iran. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a settlement for a British nurse.
Jennifer Milley was suspended 10 months by the National Health Service when she refused to use the preferred pronouns of a man who was living as a woman. She filed suit and the NHS has now agreed to give her her job back. Other terms of the settlement, including the cash involved, remain private under British law. Milley says she's delighted with the outcome, adding that Christ stood with her, quote, during the darkest days of my life. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has agreed to keep flying a gay pride flag on a federal flagpole at the Stonewall National Monument. That reverses course after removing the banner back in February. The government revealed the decision as it agreed to settle a lawsuit that was filed by LGBT activists and historic preservation groups who had sought to block the removal of that flag. According to court papers, the Interior Department and the National Park Service confirmed their intention to maintain the flag. This is SRN News. Rich Thomason reports there's a little more belt-tightening in the House of Mouse.
This round of Walt Disney Company layoffs will see about 1,000 job cuts across the company. These layoffs follow January's consolidation of Disney's marketing division. The cuts are expected to fall across the California-based company's traditional television businesses, including ESPN, as well as its movie studio. Employees in product and technology and in certain corporate functions will also be affected. Rich Thomason reporting.
Abnormally hot weather for this time of year, an April heat wave of sorts baking parts of the eastern U.S. It's already shattering some record highs in various towns and cities. Forecasters say at or near record temperatures could last well into the weekend. Cities likely to be impacted include New York City, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. The Midwest was hit by April storms on Tuesday, with more on the way. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.